hearts to Almighty God today. For this day, O God, even though it's dark and dreary and wet, we are grateful because you have provided for us. And we give you the thanks and the praise for all your goodness to us. Be with us during this hour of worship that we may worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen.
Amen.
I welcome all of you to Calvary. I'm Reverend Esther Robinson, and I will be your servant today. If we have visitors who are here for the first time, I would like you to fill out the welcome card that is in your pew, and then you can put it in the plate so we might recognize you and acknowledge you and thank you for being a part of us today. We're so glad that everyone is here this morning. You know we're going to have a potluck in a little bit, so that might have motivated some of you to get here, I'm glad for that. Let's greet one another with the peace of Christ.
Good morning, church. Welcome this morning to Calvary. My name is Robin Stowers, and I will be your liturgist this morning. Our Father in heaven today has replenished his earth with this beautiful rain. And so I hope love and fellowship and being here in his house today, fellowshipping with one another. Amen. And came out to worship with us today. It is about God, so thank you for being here. Let's go over some quick announcements. As Pastor mentioned, if you are visiting with us today, please fill this out. And don't forget the salty service and the prayer cards. The sanctuary has been restuffed, so there's plenty of that for you guys to use. And I have a wonderful announcement here from Miss Myra Nichols. 10 filled backpacks were taken to W.E. Cherry on Wednesday, July 26th, along with some clothes and some other miscellaneous items. But we still have 5 partially filled backpacks and 24 empty backpacks. So we need school supplies to fill them. We're doing kindergarten and first grade, and the list for those are on the magnetic board in the hallway, or you can see Sue. We need the rest of these supplies by Sunday, August 6th. School in Clay County starts on the 15th of August, and orientation is August 11th. So we would like to deliver the rest of these supplies before then. And a very special thank you. Myra has stepped up to the call to be the liaison right now for W. Cherry and our church. So thank you, Myra, and thank you, church, for all that you have donated. And let's see if we can get those backpacks filled that we have, okay? Well, I'm sure somebody will take your money. All right, we'll put it in your pocket, and then we'll to Myra. Good idea. All right.
You better take it.
Wow. Oh, dear. Okay.
There, that was solved.
There you go. See what gets accomplished when we all work together? Okay. Miss Betty, do you have an announcement today? Amen. Thank you, Betty.
To the children's home.
Wow. Jamie, did you get a pay raise?
Let that collection plate start going around.
Jamie, will you come home with me?
You can't have him, Miss Betty. Okay. Do we have any other...
paper, a piece of something to write on the 13th of August, 5 o'clock, it's a Sunday, followed at 6 o'clock with a praise service. So it's open to the community. It will be a love offering only, no tickets. We just want to start bringing things back into this church.
Amen.
Amen. All right. I'm sure that'll be in the bulletin and all that, Larry.
Yeah, it will be.
Okay.
Right, Sue?
Oh, good, 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 good. I also see here that Pastor is going to be starting a class, so be sure you read that, okay? I'm not going to read it for you. Oh, I don't know. Anyway, yes, the class is. Okay, anything else, church? If not, let's turn to the back of our bulletins and have our opening words. Lord, oh no, I'm sorry. How shall we praise God? We are so tied up in knots, twisted and bound to the negative.
Lord, hear our cries.
Help us, O Lord.
Bring us your loving presence. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. May I be like you.
Lord, change our hearts. Help us to be fashioned by your love and peace.
Guide us in help us be an image of your love. Give us hearts for service and witness to your presence and power. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
If you'd please stand and turn to 419 in your hymnal, we'll sing, I Am Thine, O Lord. And Miss Betty's going to sing the solo. If you would please turn to 880, we'll have our affirmation of faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified from Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven,
and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Everybody doing today? We had three young people go to camp this week, and I tell you what I'm going to do. Bradley and John and Megan, who didn't make it today, she's not here. She was probably worn out after her week at camp. I want them to tell you all why they went to camp. They're going to tell you what a good time they had, what they enjoyed the most, and how close they got to God. All right? That's what you're going to tell me. All right, Bradley, are you ready?
At camp, I liked doing Gaga Ball and Slime Wars because the Slime Wars was fun because we got to throw, like, shaving cream and mud at each other. And we learned a lot about God, about the profitable son and the good Samaritan, and then we had to go through a maze carrying an egg of full of shaving cream, because that was our inheritance from the profitable son. And then the maze was the hard times, and then after that we had a party for when the profitable's dad came and had a party.
And I enjoyed nature because they had a nature center there with some animals, like bunnies, snakes, and spiders. And
tell me about chapel. What did you like about chapel?
Oh, I liked the pastor.
You liked the pastor? All right. Very good. Yeah. And you learned about, Bradley already said, you learned about the prodigal son and the good Samaritan. Yep. And what about songs? What did you like about singing?
I liked them all.
You liked them all?
I liked praise time because, like, we got to, like, dance around and, like, yell and sing the song.
Bradley came back with a hoarse voice. I think he must have sung the loudest. Must have sung the loudest because he lost his voice. Okay, we are so proud of you and are so grateful to you for going. And I hope that in a few years, maybe some other children would like to go to camp. Maybe Zachary would like to go to camp. Do you think you'd like to go sometime? Although he does a pretty fun thing when Bradley's away. He went to Legoland, and so he had a pretty fun time there. Oh, okay. All right, boys and girls, we thank you so much for being here. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. We are grateful, O God, to you that these children had such a wonderful time, and we pray that they grew in your grace and strength for their lives, that they know you more personally and more deeply, and that they learned who they are in relation to you and your love for us. Keep them and provide for them and and help them throughout their lives, that all of these children who are yours may grow in grace and truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. Everybody knows we get a piece of candy. You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, Ashton, what do you want? You want a red one? That's a good one. Yeah. You're welcome. We continue to serve God this morning with the giving of our gifts. If the ushers would please come forward. Let us pray. Gracious, loving God, we thank you for this day that you have given us and the blessings that we receive from you on it. We pray that we will be your people called to this time and place as we say yes to you, that you will use these gifts we bring and us for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge that our buddy George is back with us. Yay! He is awesome, as is the whole choir. Thank you. We have have a number of needs to bring before the church this morning. We've had people who have suffered losses. Fran Ronan's father-in-law has had open-heart surgery, and we're in prayer for him. That's Deborah's dad. Rosemarie, as you know, Rosemarie Gogler passed away, and her service was on Friday, and Mert and Barbara are here. And so Mert especially needs us to surround her with our love, because she lost a sister and a best friend. Janine Ward's brother passed away, Russell Johnson, and Janine is worshiping with us today. She's normally at the first service, but because of potluck, she came to this service. So we're going to pray for Russell Johnson and all of Janine's family. And Annabelle Natividad, who went to see her mother recently, had to turn around and fly back home because her mother passed away. And so we are in prayer for Annabelle and her family in the loss that they are suffering today. So we have a number of needs which to bring before our Lord, and I wish us to enter now into this time of prayer. If you would silently go to God and just close your eyes, bow your heads, and take a couple of deep breaths. Because it is the Lord who would like to speak to you. And when you feel called to do so after your prayer, you may out loud or silently offer up the name of someone, a place in the world, or a situation in life that needs God's healing touch today. In you we place our trust today, O God. We have many needs that are burdening us, but you invite us to take off the burden and give it to you. We know you do not willingly make us suffer loss. We know it is a part of your plan for life that we do go through hardships. In this life, we only know in part what we can see fully upon our death, which is new life with you. And we know, dear God, that you hold all of these people in your hands, that you walk with them during their struggles, that you carry them when they need to be carried. Give us comfort and peace when we need it, patience and strength when it is called for. We know, dear God, that we can do anything with your love. Help us to know how deep and how strong you hold us. And help us to be your children as we pray the prayer that you taught us when we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
If you would please stand and look through the screen behind me, we will sing "Since Jesus Came Into My Heart."
That was a happy song. I saw some movement out in the congregation.
Oh, really?
Well, bless his heart. Okay, I do have one little commercial break. There's good in everything. I did notice on the back wall for our flowers, we have no one signed up for the month of August. So I just wanted to plant that seed, and hopefully we will get some orders back there so that we can... Yes, I'm going to put our name on there, dear. Oh, gosh, I forgot about that. Okay. No, it's nice to have beautiful fresh flowers in our sanctuary, so just wanted to give that a little plug. Okay, this morning our scripture is found in the book of Romans. It's nice to be out of the Gospels and into the Romans. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought, but that very Spirit intercedes with sighs too deep for words. And God, who searches the heart, knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he has also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn with a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? It is Christ Jesus who died, yes, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are being killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen.
When I was a child, I had this recurring nightmare, as children do, and I dreamed that my mother was walking away from me, out of our back door, through our yard, into the neighbor's yard. She kept going and didn't look back, and I kept calling her name. I kept calling for her, but she didn't look back. She just kept walking. And I would wake up in a cold sweat. And I have since learned that that dream represents death and my fear that my mother would die and leave me alone. Such dreams are not all that uncommon, and you may yourself have experienced something like it. And it is a terrifying dream. What gives this dream its power is that it touches on one of our deepest fears as human beings, and that's being left alone, deprived of the ones who love us. That need to be connected to be joined and accepted by someone who loves us, and to thereby feel safe in the world, is probably the deepest need in our human species. I think it's why we're attracted to stories of orphans. We have Little Orphan Annie, we have Harry Potter and Charles Dickens. We frequently root for these orphans because we are grateful, first of all, that we're not them, that we're not in the same predicament, but we hope that if we were in that predicament, that we would be able to be as plucky and filled with grit and strength as these orphans are. Today's reading from Romans touches on this deep need. Paul continues to describe what life in the Spirit is like. Life when we are joined to Christ and others via our baptism. He has already announced that there is no condemnation for those in Christ, and proclaim that we are not only God's children, we are heirs. We are heirs to the promise and Christ's co-heirs. And then, as if it couldn't get any better, Paul continues stressing that because God is for us, no one can stand against us. No one can level charges that deprive us of this inheritance or diminish our status as God's beloved. It can't be done. It can't be taken away. His language is very powerful and moving. He says, "Who will bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn?" He says, "It is Christ Jesus who died and who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who intercedes for us." We have a God that intercedes on our behalf, and no one can stand against that power. It is stronger than anything else on this earth. Jesus, the one who preached God's kingdom and came to embody God's love, the one who suffered and died on the cross and was raised again, this Jesus is interceding for us. If this is true, then our future is certain. Our future is assured. Paul says, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword?" And of course, I heard Jamie say it before, and we're going to say it again. No. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And then comes the best part. The part that is so powerful to us and so moving that we often say this at funerals. We say, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life nor angels nor rulers nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that love is ours. It is ours to keep. It is ours to live by. It is ours to share. It is ours. There it is. Paul is addressing this deep need that we have and our deepest fears of being alone. No matter what nightmares we might experience, no matter what experiences we go through, no matter where we go, no matter what we may do, no matter even what is done to us, nothing can separate us from God. Now, of course, this list is meant to be exhaustive, but I'm sure you could come up with a few things on your own. I know I could. Disease, divorce, bankruptcy, a lack of a sense of purpose. What else would you add to the list that Paul gives us? What would happen if in these moments right now, I asked you to think about what are those things that have happened in your life, either things you did or that happened to you, that you fear puts you beyond the pale and separates you from God? I want you to think about that. Do you have something in your head that you've thought of? I want you to think about that. What is it in your life? Maybe somebody said something to you as a child that really disturbed you and you feel like you must be beyond God's reach. But no, you are not beyond God's reach. You have named that, whatever your deepest fear is, and then hear what Paul says to that. Nothing will be able to separate us from God. It's not just God in general, but it's the love of God in Christ Jesus. God loves us forever, no matter what. And that's why Jesus came. Because people didn't believe that God's love included them. Jesus came to embody and put in physical form the love of God. And if there was ever a message we needed to hear, it is this. Our world is so transient, our world is modern, our world is fast-paced, but we still need to hear that we cannot be separated from God. God loves us, all of us, forever, no matter what, and no thing can separate us from God's love. It is always present for us. We are not alone. Praise be to God. And you are invited today, if you have not done so, to make a commitment to accept Jesus, to let his love take center place in your life. You may do so today by coming to speak to me or coming to this altar during our closing song. You may come. You are invited. You don't have to be perfect. It's not about perfection. It's about asking God for help to love what we cannot love ourselves. Thanks be to God for this word and this promise. Amen.
To 405. We'll sing Seek Ye First. The first verse again.
Another word of welcome for you to stay and join with us in the meal that we partake in. The early church used to gather for a meal. Every time they came together, they had a love feast. And that's what we share as the body of Christ. Our love for God, God's love for us and for the world. And so I pray now that this food that we are about to share blesses our bodies, and we are blessed to God. God nurtures and sends us into the world. So may you go in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. Go in his peace. Amen.